Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex. Default location, default route. I'm still feeling a little bit susceptible. I can't even figure out how to say it. It's not vulnerable, susceptible. Like, where I feel like something can get me. Not sure why I'm feeling this way. It's not overwhelming. And it's not like I'm approaching things with caution or anything. It's more or less like I'm cool being fairly stagnant. I'm definitely not walking around kicking in doors. Ah, Jeffrey, I'm here. I'm very content with just being chill, sitting in my apartment, eating my unsalted potato chips with vinegar and lemon pepper on them, my salads, and going to work and doing my websites and being to myself. And I guess susceptible might not be the word, but it's not like I'm paranoid. I think something's gonna get me, or you know, with the fires going on around here. And speaking of the fires, I do want to say, and it may go along with this that feeling. I made a video yesterday. It was highly sarcastic. It may have even been gaslighting, intentionally gaslighting. I don't regret doing it. It's still good stuff. I just feel kind of strange about it after having done it. I mean, it's still good stuff now. Don't get me wrong. What I did was I made light of the fires in the wind and relating it to Armageddon and the rapture and Jesus coming back. Like I said, it was pretty good. You know, off the top of my head, I came up with some good parodies and anecdotes and all that. And good questions, you know, challenging to those that believe. Being sort of antagonistic towards people who believe. And I felt some kind of way about it. Like, I don't regret it. I don't apologize for it. I'm not asking them to say excuse me. I'm not saying pardon this or pardon that. No, I ain't going that far. But for me to even have a little inkling of, maybe I shouldn't have, or maybe I could have, or, and it had another one yesterday. Maybe I could have done that better. I had one yesterday too, where a coworker posted a picture of an event in her browser that, you know, we should be technically aware of. And in the screenshot of it, you can see she had 40 tabs open in the browser. 40 tabs. Most of them was Amazon, shopping, this and that. And I kind of pointed it out to the group that she sent it to. The group being everybody in our department, including supervisors and such. Her bosses, our bosses, everybody. I was like, you sure you got enough tabs open? And then somebody came behind me and actually screenshotted it and drew an arrow pointing to it with a smiley face. And I was thinking about it, you know, she's cool. Probably could have handled that differently. I probably could have said, hey, look, you might want to take that down. You might want to pull that down. You know, And like yesterday with the video, the outpouring and the way these fires are being handled or treated by social media, there seems to be like a certain reverence for it. It's none of that social media scoffing or heckling. Not that much anyway, not that I see. Not so much scoffing or heckling or, you know, naysaying or conspiracy theorists, or just everybody seems to be either staying quiet about it or have genuine concern, maybe almost too much concern. There's no such thing as too much concern, but you know what I mean. You know, people are like reaching out and, are you okay? And, you know, I know part of it is the media's way of over-sensationalizing it. Like somebody said, the media cover shots are surreal. And I'm sure they know how to get those shots and, you know, get not triggering, but, you know, it's about clicking on it. They want you to click on something. So it's going to be a little bit, you know, a little over the top or whatever, just to get the point across, you know, because they're competing against other media outlets to get the best shot, the best coverage. So the country, rest of the country, who's not familiar with Southern California, really may not know the lay of the land, how things are set up, especially if they come from a smaller city. They may have no idea just how big this city is. You know, they may have no idea just how big Southern California is, or Los Angeles is. And in my case, you know, where I can see smoke, and we had wind, and the stuff is, the fires, driving distance very close, the big ones. And there was one down that was like really close, like Ventura and Winston, they're like in the city, but I'm hearing that might have started on the inside of the house. But where I live, there's not a lot of brush. There's a lot of concrete. I live in the city. You know, I live in the concrete, residential-ish concrete jungle. It's not a lot to burn around my apartment and such. So I'm less prone to have a wildfire breakout. In fact, it might not even be possible to have a wildfire breakout in my neighborhood because of all the car dealerships and, you know, brick buildings and such. Glass, you know, this everything's shielded pretty much. It's not a lot of brush. And on the, where I'm walking here, there's trees and it's dry. This stuff will burn, but it ain't gonna really burn that much. You can see they cut it down. Well, I don't know if you can see. Let me see if I can show you. You can see how they cut it down and they got it pretty much. You know, most of the brush is gone. Trees may burn. You know, I'm not saying it won't burn. I'm not saying, you know, it won't catch on fire. And across the street, you got a little bit more area to where, you know, it's a little bit more growth and stuff, but you can see they've been trimmed. Not like in the more rural areas or the affluent areas that are left undeveloped and woodsy and, you know, for privacy and up in the hills, along the beaches and stuff. But that one Pacific Palisades fire that on PCH now, that one where it burned all the buildings. Right up here, there's not a lot of shrubbery and stuff over there. And, you know, that, and it's like against the water between PCH and the beach. just nothing but buildings. It's not a lot of, you know, shrubbery stuff, I would say. And the fire jumped across the street and burned all those houses. So it's definitely something serious going on. There's no doubt about that. It's something definitely to be aware of. And I'm even on the walking here, I was listening to KNX 1070, the news station. You know, get the latest updates on my area. And stay abreast of everything. Keep my eyes open and do all that. Try to stay alert. Keep the news on. And just, you know, wait to hear anything that I need to hear. So, I'm on it. As you can probably see, I'm not sure if you can, but like I said, it's mostly concrete. You know, there's a little shrub and stuff, it'll burn a little. But as far as it, I don't think, and I could be wrong, and I'm not opposed to evacuating. I could just go out to the undisclosed location, grab my hard drives and my cameras and everything of significance. And get out. I was just thinking about my storage facility. It shouldn't burn. All the stuff, what it's made out of, it shouldn't burn. And I'm pretty sure they got protection to make sure it doesn't. So Saturday I got a bunch of videotapes. In fact, I got all the videotapes at the house. All my Hi8 and Digital 8 camcorder tapes that I organized at the house. I might take those to storage and put it in storage. And then, see, at least I'm already thinking. You know, in fact, I might even get my, see, that's how I'm feeling susceptible. The old me would never think about this. We all shut up. Blah, blah, blah. Where's the fire? I'm gonna go see the fire. I'm gonna get in the car and go see the fire. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not like that right now. I hope this ain't something that comes with age. I'm cool. Let me get the car. Let's get the car, grab some cameras, and go see some stuff. Shit. I'm like, where's my salad? And my chips and my remote. Work, salad, chips, remote. I was also thinking, since we're talking, about Black miles on the weekend, you know, have something to look forward to, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, have blacker miles on the weekend, and I was thinking, well, if they have things, it's $2 a piece now. And if I'm gonna have them on the weekend, wonder if I should buy a pack, and that's how the fuck it starts. That is literally how it starts. Because it comes out to be a little bit more than one a day. Say it's one and a half a day. It'd be five. No, three or four. And I just started to do the math. Buy a pack, even though it'd be economical, or just buy a pack and don't do them. I don't trust myself. And on Sunday night, when I go to bed, when it's all over for the week, I destroy and throw away the ones that I don't, that's left, anything that's left. But it is nice to have something to look forward to like that. I've said many years ago, everybody got to have something, something decadent or a vice. Everybody got to have something decadent or a vice. At least one personal one that they can exercise every now and then. Driving the hell out of that truck, picking up debris. It looked like it's a bunch of branches and stuff, and it's full of branches. It's been cut down. So after I get off work Friday, I may go to Ralph's and see how much a pack costs versus paying $1.70, $2 per one, which should be the penance. Minutes that I should have to go through every day, to buy them. Instead of making it so convenient. But we'll see. Maybe I'm thinking, actually what I'm thinking, it's been so long since I bought them, price may have went up, yeah. But also, I'm thinking, probably some kind of tax on tobacco in the new year. May have made the price go up all across the board. So, we'll see. The fact that I'm still talking about it lets you know how anticipatory, how important anticipation is in my life and all that. But maybe that's why I'm feeling susceptible. Nah, I doubt it. I'm just chill. I'm just really chill. The weight is coming off. Weight is coming off really good. It was 209.8 this morning. Woke up under 210 on a Thursday, which is good. And of course, if I get the Black and Miles on Friday, if I get Black and Miles for the weekend, that's going to curb my appetite. And I'll definitely lose. So, you know, 209.8. If I do my usual 1.8 on this walk, yesterday I lost 3.0 because I did a lot of sweating. This water weight. Then I had a bowel movement. It had been a few days, and that just dropped. The weight just, choosh. I was 213.4, whatever, for like 3 days straight. And yesterday, went to bed at 211.4. I knew I was going to wake up today with a nice number. So I'll probably keep it going. More than likely, I'll keep it going tonight. My salad, my chips. Even tried to get a smaller portion of my salad and chips yesterday. And I did. But I went back and hit it again. As you can see, they're clearing the debris. Uh-oh. Says it's not recording. Says my voice isn't coming in, but I know it is. I'm pretty sure it is. Looks like they cut down some trees. Anyhow, the meter stopped registering, but last time I did that, it was still recording. So, I should probably check it and stop talking. Let me do that. Then I'll just have to splice it when I get home. That's no big deal. Even though I do like uploading them when I'm walking. I'm gonna splice it when I get home. Anyhow, I'm back. And it's back to registering. Like I said, it was probably recording my voice anyway, but I'm here. See, they're cleaning out the debris and stuff here. And this is the more affluent area of Jesus Christ. They lose power down here and that's their generator? Never heard that thing running that loud before. Oh, what was you looking at? Oh, they're down here cleaning up debris. More affluent area. More affluent area. Pays higher property tax. Has better things. It's just the only way to put it. Higher property tax. Higher income. Municipal income or whatever you want to call it. More money to do things. Get bike paths and dog parks and such things. See, you know, if your street got a median of trees as beautiful as Chandler does. I remember when I first got here, Chandler had that. Yep, and here's another sign of the apocalypse. You making all that noise? What is that? Woo! So, I mean, and feeling susceptible. It feels strange. It doesn't hurt. It's not painful or uncomfortable. No, it's uncomfortable enough to make it feel like something and worth something. And I know there's a value to it. There's a value to not being, you know, yeah. To be kick the door in energy, kiss my ass. I'm Jeffrey Dammit. It's nice not to be that and to feel what it's like to be you know, a little bit apprehensive to look at the same life that I look at every day. You know, pretty much like kiss my black ass to look at it a little bit more apprehensively. So, it's nice to have that experience. That experience means something. To know, to have that experience. It's good. To reevaluate my life on different terms or a different view of my life. Sometimes it's just nice to walk. I usually don't do it. When I'm recording, I like to talk. When I'm recording, I like to talk. And I'm recording this, I put it back on 6. I used to record on 3, and I noticed I was listening to Adam Carolla's podcast. Nice and loud. You know, I like my podcast to be loud. So loud and clear. Got to work on the sound. I was looking at the picture quality. Picture and video quality, too. It's pretty good. In some cases. In some cases, it was different. So, I may start doing that today. Looking a little bit more into the picture quality. As I do not want to start using lighting. I do not want to incorporate lighting into all this. I want to do it under the natural lighting that I have in my house. And so be it how it comes out. Well, not so be it, but as long as it comes out at a certain quality, I'll accept the lesser quality knowing that, you know, I don't have a lighting system. Even though that might make the green screen work a lot better. You never know. You never know. So, like I said, yesterday, the video I made, I don't apologize for it, but in my way, it felt a little bit inappropriate, might be a strong word, but out of place. It wasn't in harmony with the prevailing attitude and dispositions of social media on this subject. Because it's almost like people are acting right as far as this goes. A lot of empathy and sympathy and reaching out and prayers and people being open and caring and genteel about the whole thing. And no, they're not always like that, regardless of the situation or the experience or the event. Usually you have people on both sides. Or multiple sides, antagonistic, sympathetic, scoffing, doubting, putting it all down, pointing fingers. I haven't seen too much of that on my newsfeed, Facebook. Okay. That's all I got for today, Thursday, I think. Steelers play Saturday. I'll re-energize and get up for that. Come Saturday. We didn't have to go into the office to work yesterday because of the fires and such. Next week, we're scheduled to go in 2 days a week. 2 days. Like once a month or so, we got to go in for 2 days. It's next week is that day. That week. So, maybe. You know, I'm not wishing the fires and stuff to make it so that we don't have to go in. But if we can get consideration for traffic, you know, I don't want anybody to be in despair or put anybody in peril just so I don't have to drive into work. Because I kind of like driving here. I kind of like going into the office. You know, I kind of do. as I work through my situation here. Like I said, nothing to be concerned about, nothing overwhelming. I'm kind of enjoying it to a large part, to maybe a very large part. No, well, maybe not very large part, but I'm definitely going with it. I'm definitely getting something out of it. Having dreams, not nightmares or anxiety dreams, just dreams, waking up, feeling some kind of way, not good, not bad, just, you know, like, oh, okay. It's all good. It really is. It's all good. What can I say? What can I say? I can make that lie. I'm lazy. I can still make it. I'm lazy. I don't know if it's lazy. Hell, I've been walking 3 miles. Lazy may not be the word, huh? Lazy may not be the word. I done woke up and walked some. Maybe I'm rightfully tired, however you want to call that. I don't know. Okay. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk, and for susceptibility. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. Whew, you can tell by that delivery, I mean, not so much enthusiasm, but just the energy. Woo. Maybe it's Thursday, the end of the week. Maybe I am winding down. Anyhow. My name is Jeffrey.